So today is the first time that we have this class and using Zoom for Toronto chapter of the Dharmadrum Mountain organization. My name is Guo Yuan, and today's date is February 7, 2026. We begin to talk about this the five lectures on Buddhism. The first lecture is on religions and Buddhism. Now, in this era, we cannot close our doors and brag that our own religion is good. Nor can we dispel and deny other religions. Therefore, we should equip with knowledge about different religions. That is the relationship and differences that Buddhism has with other religions. So, a teacher has a book called The Foundation of Learning Buddhism. I'm not sure if it's in English. You're talking about the at this time, we should not brag about our own religions, how good it is. So we need to have some knowledge about different religions. And this is the relationship and difference that Buddhism has with other religions. So we're talking about this. There's a small booklet of our teacher, The Foundation of Learning Buddhism. And then another book is Are You a Buddhist? So both booklets introduce religions in general. First of all, what is religion? So the first one is religious set up to teach God's way, that is religions. And this sentence is from the ancient Chinese book. It's called the Book of Change. And before primitive human beings had developed civilization. So the spirit of ruling by man or by law could not be set up comprehensively. Therefore, the power of gods must be used to explain the cosmic, social, physiological, and psychological phenomena that man or human did not understand. Or it was assumed that God's will dealt with and managed all things in the world. So the term Shen Dao is the way, belief, and concept of gods. God is unimaginable, speculative, unknowable, and invisible. But he has power, so he is called God. Primitive societies were centered and based on deity worship. Because human knowledge could not explain the things in the universe, natural and man-made calamities were often regarded as God's will. Human beings use various prayers and rituals to communicate with their gods, and we call the object of prayer and ritual idols. What are the idols? Idols referring to the worship of wooden images, carved stone statues, or the relics of great men. And they can be represented by people, animal, plants, or other symbolic signs. For example, memorial tablets, anthropomorphic images, and other things are used to stand for God. So we have seen the memorial tablet. This is quite common nowadays in some of the household where we put the name of the deceased on the tablet. And this is one way. And then the image of Jade Emperor. And then another one is the cross. That is the one that we're most familiar with. And you can see there are so many kinds of this cross. And it comes from the different, you could say, different denomination, because it comes from also different countries, but all represent the cross. There's so many kinds that, as you see now. So there's so many kinds. And even some of them you probably don't recognize because it's from different countries. Say, for example, the last line, Lithuanian cross. It's just not just the cross, but it's two crosses together. And there's one more that is not so familiar with forked cross. It's represented the character Y, the word Y. Right? So that's the thing. Just some idea. Then, in addition, in ancient China, the so-called standing corpse, Li Shi, this is very, very rare now, was used to stand for dead people. And most of the standing corpse were with grandchildren to symbolize the dead grandparents. So the children, the grandchildren is alive, but it represents the dead grandparents. And it has the Chinese name or the English call standing corpse. And this is also belong to idol worship. So idolatry has two meanings. Narrow sense, it is a kind of anthropomorphic image, not a living thing. Broad sense, it is anything used to stand for God, be it ghost or spirit. So why worship idols? What happens after worship? Well, in religion, there's some mysterious taboo. So mystery is unattainable, but one can feel its power. This power can control you everywhere, but you do not know where it comes from. It can take care of you at any time, but you do not know the reason. It can punish you at any time, but you cannot find it anywhere. It often shows extraordinary ability, but it may not really be useful to you. Some of these phenomena are illusions manipulated by people. Some are psychological abnormalities of the self, and some are really produced by the supernatural power of gods and ghosts. These phenomena can happen to you, allowing you to hear or see them. Alternatively, you may have heard it. When some groups of people were praying together somewhere, it produced abnormal phenomena of the body and mind in someone. These are mysteries. But as we know, some are manipulated by human beings. Say, for example, in ancient times, there is something that people heard, somebody talking, but cannot find the person. Now, the trick is that if someone knows how to speak using their stomach and making some kind of speaking or some noise, but you don't see anybody speaking because they are using this voice that they made from their stomach. So it could be, you know, like people will at that time could be tricked by that. Oh, this is the sound of some kind of God that summoned, you know, us to do something. And that's what happened. So the word taboo refers to a prohibitive belief in religion that should be avoided. For example, on certain days or at certain times, one cannot get married, leave home, travel in a certain direction. People with zodiac signs of sheep and horse will crash. Women who have just given birth cannot enter a temple. People who have death at home cannot go to a certain places, and so on. Well, even nowadays, some are still believing certain things. Say, for example, if they are on their period, then they are not supposed to enter a certain shrine. This is more of Chinese belief. And that's what happens. So therefore, it includes taboos as told in fortune telling, in feng shui, and in divination. For example, if someone's birth year, month, and day all belong to water-related categories, without any relations to fire, then they must change their names. Or if the number of strokes in the words of their name is not good, they also must change their names. So they change the name to what? Say, for example, if they are the name or the day of birth or year that are not a lacking of fire, then their name should add it with the character of some kind of fire in there. So that's one of the beliefs. So they are more in balance in a way. That's what happens. And these are all aspects of religious beliefs, not necessarily superstitions. If you believe in this, it works. If you do not believe this, nothing is going to happen. Another one is strength. In spiritual faith is religion. Now, spiritual power is closely related to mystery. Mystery does not necessarily have power, but spiritual power does have a kind of power. Its power comes and goes without trace. These phenomena usually come through psychic medium, which is some kind of media. There are two types of psychic mediums. First of all, it's the people. There are spirits attached to the body, such as a shaman. There are real ones and fake ones. But when a fake one dances for a long time, even he himself would not be sure if he was real or pretending. Now, the so-called dancing is that in the ceremony, a person that supposedly is a media or mediums, and he has to perform some kind of dance. And this kind of dance is representing worshiping certain gods. And of course, it also showing something to the people that attended. And that's why it says here that they are real one and they are fake ones. The real one is that the body is being used by certain spirits, and they want to use this body of this person to communicate with the people. Right. So that's why it says here it's a dance. So the person that is fake in the beginning, after they've been doing it for a while, then they were not sure that they really fake or not. There's a saying of you fake it and you make it. So the objective of shaman's action is to communicate with, first of all, is the ghost after a person is dead. Second is a ghost spirit floating in the air. Or the third one is a spirit, or I would say in the West we use this word elf, ELF, elf. So this is to the person. Now the second is objects. A medium must have objects to have power. For example, consult an immortal through a planchette writing, throwing a cup or blocks in rice bowl to relieve shocks to Jewish children, tin, to read its shape and font by pouring tin into water, and then burning incense, and then when you see the smoke is burning, when you see the smoke from the incense, and then you could predict certain thing that happens. Because it judges good or bad luck by the shape of smoke or natural phenomena such as grass, wood, stone, wind, and water, and that have been used in various folk religions. Another thing is via the appearance of one's kith and kin in one's dream. Then Another thing is that exorcising disasters and praying for blessings are religions. Say, for example, praying for rain. The ancient prayed for rain in times of drought by banning slaughtering for 3 months, while very reasonable at the time. Modern people no longer believe in this. In ancient times, they were also offering to the Dragon King, sunning the city god. Well, nowadays we use baiting, sunbaiting, right? Now, sunning the city god or setting up altars for blessings and the pardoning of sinners by the emperor. At the same time, Buddhism used repentance rites and chanting scriptures to pray for rain. Another thing is about the plague. People usually pray for the early elimination of the plague by worshiping God, making a wish, fasting by the emperor, or offering a stage play. Even nowadays, some of the rural areas still offering a stage play. So they ask for something by setting up a stage, and honored people will perform some kind of chanting or some kind of playing of the certain history, right? So different kinds of things that happens. So in short, exorcising disaster call for prayer, praying for blessing, such as praying to have a son, wealth, longevity, safety and peace, intelligence, and so forth. The purpose of praying for blessings can be divided into two categories. Pray for the living. Pray for the dead. Pray for the deceased to be reborn or live more comfortably in the underworld. Therefore, modern people often burn paper money. Well, nowadays, in Chinese tradition, they still burn paper money. Paper houses, paper cars, and refrigerators, and so on, which belong to the belief of praying for the blessing in the netherworld. Then another one is ceremonies and offering rites are religion. For people, celebration of a child's month-old birthday in the past. The custom on mainland China was to invite people to eat glutinous rice for boys and glutinous rice porridge for girls, or to serve red eggs and oil rice. These are all rituals. On a child's first birthday, the anniversary of the marriage of men and women, on the anniversary of the decease are also within the scope of ceremonial rites. Then another thing is for God. Communication with God is achieved through the ceremonial rituals. So Chinese use Tai Lao, the kettle, to offer to heaven, and Sao Lao, which is the sheep, to offer to earth. So I will stop here. Bye-bye, everyone.